Blog Talk Radio.
How you let the money change you? How you let some pussy change you? Only fucking with the day ones. Only true with my A ones. How you let the money change you? How you let some pussy change you? Only fucking with the day ones. Only true with my A ones. How you let the money change you? How you let some pussy change you? Only fucking with the day ones. Only true with my A ones. How you let the money change you? How you let some pussy change you? Only fucking with the day ones. Only true with my A ones. Once upon a hood time, we was about 50 deep. Some in jail, some out of jail, some of us don't speak. Sometime holding heat, always in the street. A nigga stole a pair of cleats, so I wanna put my feet. Say some bogus on the internet, then you knock out your teeth. Brothers quick to go and grab a gun, but your final one don't breathe. Bloodied up white sheet, with a receipt on your feet. Now I ain't no mob boss, but I'ma go and take a piece. JC's on my P's, I don't see niggas rockin' knees. Skinny jeans to they knees, cause you something really sweet. On the low, y'all fag, on the low, DG. But I gotta keep it cool, y'all ain't shit like me. Your girl suck me like fleas, I heard she a main squeeze. Every time she see me in the spot, she digging me. She liking all the tattoos, she liking all the jewelry.
came through last week. Mercy, Lord, no mercy. How you let some money change you? How you let some pussy change you? Only fucking with the day ones. Only true with my age ones. How you let some money change you? How you let some pussy change you? Only fucking with the day ones. Only true with my age ones. How you let some money change you? How you let some pussy change you? Only fucking with the day ones. Only true with my age ones. How you let some money change you? How you let some pussy change you? Only fucking with the day ones. Only true with my age ones. Nigga still getting mad. Why? Cause my pocket getting fat. I don't even really care, cause I keep the hardware. Niggas switch up on you, all for the love of cream. A bitch will switch up on you, all for a pair of jeans. I'm a grown ass man, money ain't shit to me. I can have a whole stack, blow that shit in a week. Moral of the whole story, money won't change me. I'ma say it once again, pussy won't change me. How you let the money change you? How you let the pussy change you? Only fucking with the day ones. Only true with my age ones. How you let the money change you? How you let the pussy change you? Only fucking with the day ones. Only true with my age ones. How you let the money change you? How you let the pussy change you? Only fucking with the day ones. Only true with my age ones. How you let the money change you? How you let the pussy change you? Only fucking with the day ones. Only true to my age ones.
Already we live in the Black Theater. This is your host, Emmy Cole. And that was King Corso, the big dog from the west side of Chicago, man. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight. We got my artist, DJ Kells, in the building with us tonight, man. We're going to slide with him tonight, man. All the way from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We're going to get into this 1942 flow. Y'all check this out.
Yeah. Whoa. What I gotta do to make my dream come true? Big fun. Like what I gotta, like what I gotta do to make my dream come true? Keep dreaming. I done seen some seasons. Gotta keep dreaming. Flashy. Yeah. Look, and I'm like, what I gotta do to make my dream come true? Okay. To move my grandma out the hood, the things I do. Okay. The rain dries too, I can see it through a plane I view. I thought them situations broke me through that pain I grew. Because I'm destined for it. I was super patient, now I'm stressing for it. Say before your blessing, you get tested more. I'm just thanking God I was a mess before. I come from a place where they be less than poor. So when you make it out, they gon' respect it more. They threw me in that jungle, I came out of good brother. And I write my rhymes with hunger every time they gon' feel them. You can make it through that thunder, you gon' shine. Since they put my daddy under, man, I ride with them killers. And they can snake me if they want, I'ma be fine, cause I'm real. They ain't gotta gas me up, I take my time, I'ma fill up. Nothing could ever break me down, every time I'ma get up. I ain't think I make it through that last time, but I'm still up. Look, I done sacrificed so much for this, man, I would hate to lose. Once they put the millions on that table, man, I can't refuse. You show all that love and then they cross you, what they wait to do. And they always talk about your shoes until they lace them too. How your brother cross you out them blues, that's what a snake could do. And I done fell off my P's and Q's, made a mistake. Everybody use you when they through, they start replacing you. And once they can't find another you, they get to chasing you. I know the game, VVS, I'm on a chain. I sat in that race and seen them stars cause I done overcame. Flajay, they gon' know the name. I shoot it, watch my flow to change. I spit it, but my flow the same. They feel it, this ain't Novocaine on gang. And I'm like, on gang, like, and I'm like, what I gotta do to make my dream come true? What I gotta do? To move my grandma out the hood, the things I do.
Yes, indeed. We live in the Black Theater, baby. This is your boy, Nicole, man. We sitting with you, with the DJ, DJ Kells, live from Baton Rouge. Appreciate you dropping
in. What's good with it, man?
Man, what's good, man? I'm glad to have you. Blessed to have you in the building tonight. Man, Kells.
Glad to be a part of it, man. For sure.
Man, gratitude. 1942.
Oh, man, it's a blessing, man.
Yeah, man. So who is the artist on 1942 Flow? I mean, I know you got a lot to do with the creation of the audio simulation that we're listening to. Explain 1942 Flow. What are we looking at?
Oh, man, that's – I know everybody is familiar with the basketball artist, Fly J Johnson. She's from Atlanta, Georgia, Rowan. She ended up coming to my studio. She was looking for a studio to record at or whatever, and I had time or whatever, had a spot open for her. And, man, she ended up getting my contact information and pulled up to the studio, and that's how we ended up coming up with 1942. I ended up engineering that. So it was just, you know, it's a nice piece of work, man. And it's always good working with somebody, you know, somebody that's in the industry, deep off in the industry like that, and that's talented as Flaw J is, man.
Already, man. Speaking of talent, you're very, very, very talented, and that's saying the least of your abilities. When did you first know that you had the ability to do what you do as far as create music and going beyond writing music? You actually create the beat. When did you know that you had that talent? Take me to the beginning.
Well, I was introduced to music at like an early age, man, like 4 years old. Like is when I started like realizing that I was musically inclined, and I was always surrounded by music. My mom sings, and my daddy, he's a musician as well. So just growing up and going through like the different stages of finding myself in the music industry, like when I got to high school, I kind of like figured out that, you know, I wanted to compose music. I wanted to produce music and really build instrumentals up from the ground up. And that's kind of like where I was really introduced. I started making beats on like a little portable keyboard player and kind of locked in on it, kind of mastered it. And then I just, going into college, I just started like doing some research on like different softwares I could use, different stuff that could improve me and improve me getting better within the music industry. And once I found that little pocket, that lane, it just could make me such a difference within the music industry, I just stayed true to myself and stayed locked in.
Already. I appreciate your dedication and your grind and your perseverance, your determination. Because, man, you do a hell of a job down there in Baton Rouge with them artists, man. And you are a very, very major force to be reckoned with in that arena down there, man. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you, man. Yes, sir. It's all blessings,
man. Yes, sir. Okay. We're going to get into our next installation right here. DJ Kale, man, it's a track called Almost Gone featuring Fredo Bang and Boulevard Quick. We're going to get into it right here in the Black Theater, man. It's your boy, DJ Kale, man. Man, you came through, bro. That's love.
Yes, sir.
DJ Kale on the beat, catching bells on your street, nigga.
I just put my fucking wrist to work. Got that blend on full speed. Fly my soul to these people
street.
Keep it cocked cause they envy me. More money. All I want, some problems. Almost gone. More money. All I want, some problems. Almost gone. Niggas grinding for cars, I grind for long runs. For spending money on bitches, I pay for grandson. Miss Ava said, take dedication and patience. That boy said I'm a flop, so keep waiting. I'm in the kitchen right now, putting the tool on. My shooter's been in your block, putting that blues on. I got that white girl, said it, don't you nash that. Holla, baby, boomerang, they coming back, yo. Some perky said, see my body up on a daily basis. I crush the Addy and lean to take the pain away. A sister packed to my youngin', he make a fadeaway. Then we ballin' like Spalding, Penny Holloway. I just put my fucking wrist to work. Got that blend on full speed. Fly my soul to these people street. Keep it cocked cause they envy me. More money. All I want, some problems. Almost gone. Put my fucking wrist to work,
yeah.
Shake the dope, I'ma make it twerk,
yeah.
Fuck your bitch, catch a play and pop a perk.
My pockets got them blue squirrels, pop a smurf. I get that bag so the people on me daily. But I ain't trippin' cause my lawyer on Haley. I'm like a fiend, if I don't get it, I go crazy. The people knocking on my door, hope they don't rape me.
I just put my fucking wrist to work. Got that blend on full speed. Love my soul to these people street. Keep it cocked cause they envy me. More money, more money, more money. All I want, some problems, some problems, some problems. Almost gone. More money, more money, more money. All I want, some problems, some problems, some problems. Almost gone.
We live in the Black Theater with my man DJ Kales. Live, baby. Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Y'all stand up, man. DJ
yes,
Kales.
Sir.
Almost gone. Fredo Bang. Man, talk to me.
Man, that
Yeah, man. Explain to me how that came about. I know that was amazing.
man, that was my very first placement as a producer, bro. My very first big placement with somebody, you know, working in the music industry. And man, it came full circle, bro. We all know that, you know, I'm connected to Joe Scott, a very talented artist, my brother out of Baker, Louisiana. And he was originally going to high school with him. He graduated, went to school with Fredo. And it's just crazy. That's why I say full circle. And I ended up along the lines in high school working with Fredo and Winn-Dixie. We was in high school. This is my, going into senior year or my senior year. And I never knew Fred did music. Fredo never knew I did music. And as soon as he came home from, you know, doing his time, serving his time in jail or whatever, you know, he was trying to lock in, find a studio, find his sound, kind of lock in with a producer, engineer, and create a sound, try to, you know, put himself back on the map for all the time he missed while he was behind the walls. And he ended up coming to the studio, whatever, and recording the song Father or whatever, and we kind of, like, just stayed kind of, you know, locked in, kind of the connection between him from the first time that I met him since he came home from prison. We just kind of built off that. But the artist, Boulevard Quick, I was actually tied into him, just locked in for a while. And once Fredo came home and, you know, RP to Boulevard Quick, but he was murdered before we could originally release that song. So that song was originally made by Boulevard Quick. It wasn't Fredo's song until, you know, the passing of Boulevard Quick. And then Fredo contacted me. He was like, man, you know, trying to get all the Boulevard Quick songs or whatever. If you got, you know, some songs or whatever, send it to me. And, you know, I'm going to try to do some songs to them, put them on my album. And Almost Gone ended up being one of the ones, bro.
Already, man. Rest in peace to the fallen soldier, man. Yes, sir. The brotherhood is real. Man, Kel.
Yes, sir.
It's a hell of a track record you got, bro. And it's a hell of a story to tell. Excuse me.
Most definitely.
I'm really in gratitude for you to be sitting with us here in the Black Theater to explain the moments of creation with us, because a lot of the listening audience doesn't have the pleasure of sitting in, especially with the DJ, to see
right.
What he sees when he's behind his apparatus of conjuring. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, when we make this music, I like to share a lot of my intimate moments with the listening audience as to how these things are created, because, again, they rarely see these moments of creation from the artist.
Exactly.
Yeah, man, we're going to get into our next selection, which is Can't Stop featuring Boogie. And, man, let's get into it. We are live again with DJ Kale, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, stand-up man. We live in the Black Theater with your host, Billy Cole. We're going to get into this Can't Stop featuring Boogie. Y'all check this out.
Mm-hmm. drop them.
They check. I swear I'm really him. I bring that pressure, nothing less. Jumping out the gym, I'm talking full court press. And I ain't got no words, cause I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm Tarzan at a dogger, yeah, I'm running this shit. I ain't get it off a tree, but I keep me a switch. Ain't no duck in this bitch.
Don't run.
Stop it off in seconds, now your people know sick. 26 summers later, nah, nigga at the top.
All
the teachers had haters, but they know they can't stop it. Yeah, we run the city and they know a nigga poppin'. Put on for that foe, everywhere I go, I pop it. No, you niggas can't stop this. No, you niggas can't stop this. No, you niggas can't stop me. No, you niggas can't stop me. I'm stopping with young niggas. Raised one real killer. Saluted in every section, but hated by bitch niggas. They mad we run the city, took some losses, but still winning. Silence is legit, never folding and stood on business. I paid my dues, and I earned my stripes. Nigga around the world, rich and tired, living life.
I'm living.
You ever show the flaw, you won't show me one twice. Gotta keep my grass cut, cause I can't take no more fights. Forever ballin' shit, I'm like LeBron James.
The king
of this shit. I'm working towards the Hall of Fame. Every time I pop off, you know I got on all my chains. And we don't stop at lights. We make the back, switching lanes.
Murder.
I ain't got a slide no more, all it takes is one call. But I put a mask up and come and knock your ass off. Told me fuck these niggas, let them hate while we ball. I ain't got no understanding once I get pissed off.
When I'm
since I made it out, I've been getting fake love. Even
fake
though we switched up, coming back trying to thug.
Get you
love me when you cross and I ain't showing no love.
At all,
you from the stuff, but motherfuck what it was.
And
to the ones that stay down, yeah, I'm with you forever.
For life.
With me
for
at
life.
The bottom, so we gon' ball together.
A
been
month.
Moving up the food chain on me. But it's levels and I'ma keep it in they face. I'm getting better and better. 26 summers later, nah, nigga at the top.
At
even
the top.
Had haters, but they know they can't stop it. Yeah, we run the city and they know a nigga poppin'. I put on for that foe, everywhere I go I pop it. No, you niggas can't stop this. No, you niggas can't stop this. No, you niggas can't stop me.
Niggas, they be hating, they can talk all they want. I'm the one that left the hood and never turned on my homies. All my niggas rich, you can't even tell who the owner. All these choppers talking, you can't even see who's still on. AP on my wrist, I can't tell time, it's over. Everybody changed on me, it's cool, it's alright. They ain't never seen a young nigga look like a light. I'ma send a nigga to Jesus, cause I don't fight. She fuck with a thug, I'm a red rum villain. Thought up in a Hellcat, this a New York killer. If it's about some money, you can put boogie. Diamonds look like water, but I put soot in it. We don't do no talking, we can slide.
We can go.
When I put that shit on, I be fly.
I can go.
Came from the bottom, I survived. Now you see my boogies in my eyes.
26 summers later, nah, nigga at the top. Even Jesus had haters, but they know they can't stop.
Ballin'.
Yeah, we run the city and they know a nigga pop.
So I
put on for that pole everywhere I go, I pop it. No, you niggas can't stop this. No, you niggas can't stop this. No, you niggas can't stop me. No, you niggas can't stop me.
Yeah, live in the Black Theater with my man DJ Kells, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, baby. Y'all need to stand up, because we can't stop
yes,
out
sir.
Here. Talk to me, man.
Hey, bro. That track, bro, I don't even know how it came about to be in one of his selections. I sent that beat off to Fat Chapo, and he well connected with Big Boogie or whatever, man. And at that time, I seen on his Instagram, I was on Instagram, it was like 1 something, 2 something in the morning, and he was in the studio, and he was with him. He was like, man, send me some tracks or whatever for me and Big Boogie or whatever. So I was just sending a whole bunch of tracks, and to be honest with you, bro, I didn't think he was going to even pick that beat. It just came, I guess, you know, he felt the vibe that I didn't feel with it because it was one of them beats that, you know, if you're a producer or whatever, you in the music industry, you're going to always have certain beats or certain mixes or whatever that you don't like. And it was one of them beats that I made that I ain't like. But he ended up, you know, having a feel to it. And it's one of his top songs today. So, you know, that's just, it's how it play out sometimes when you favorite. when your favorite play out like this, man.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody moved to a different frequency. You know what I'm saying? Everybody can't vibe to everybody else's vibe. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, speaking from an artist standpoint, it's a lot of music that I've heard that other people say was so fly, and I didn't think was nothing left. And then there was something
right.
that I said was so fly, and everybody else like, nah, dog, that ain't gonna go. But then you hear the music, the lyrics with it, that's when you're able to see what another man would think or another artist would place on a piece like that. But yeah, man,
right.
I thought it was fly, man. I like it. I thought it was fly, man.
Appreciate you, man.
Yeah, definitely a heavy artist in the portfolio of your catalog, man. And I'm definitely digging that. You know, when it comes down again to the moments of creation, you said that, you know, it was one of the beats that you didn't like. What zones do you go in when you create your music? What is it like to sit in with you on a studio session while you're creating a beat? Well, take us into a moment of creation now.
Oh, man, I just really go for, like, the feeling, because that's how music is, man. Music is, you know, something you can feel, and if it's not something you can feel, it's a feeling put into a certain, you know, lane of in the music
yeah.
to where it just gives you a certain
yeah.
connection to where, you know, you can just vibe. But when I just go in the studio, I go in, clear mind, bro, and it's whatever catch my, grab my attention, a tone, whatever open up my eye, they just have me locked in on it, bro. I don't really necessarily go in with like a certain genre. I just go based off of, you know, what I feel.
Already. Okay, so what was one of your most favorite sessions personally to yourself that you created one of those works that you knew that this is going to be the one, this is it right here. I know this is going to go.
Ooh, I had so many of those, but I had so many of those, but like one, and it was probably like early off in my career in the music industry around Baton Rouge, I would have to say 1717 by Joe Scott. When we dropped 1717, it was the sound that was around in the industry. It was a sound that was missing that we thought. And we had this videographer by the name of Joe Young Spike. Shout out Joe Young Spike. He shoot a lot of mainstream artists, Gucci, T.I., all kind of guys, Boosie, all kind of celebrities. But he ended up doing the video shoot too, and that just made us believe even more. He had so much potential in the video himself and the song. He was just like, man, this could be one of them ones. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially if y'all let me shoot it. So we ended up letting him shoot it, and he showed a whole lot of love. And, you know, that was one of them ones. I just felt like it could be Billboard during that time.
Yeah, yeah, and you're definitely lucky, man. I ain't got 1717, but I'm a damn sure loaded in the playlist. That is one of my favorite songs by Joe Scott, man, and definitely one of my favorite videos. That song that what created touched me to the point where I had to call him and say, "Hey, man, yeah, that's if that can move me like that, that's one of the ones that definitely gonna do major work off of."
Yep.
Yeah, man. You're going to get into your next selection right here at your catalog. I don't want to mispronounce this. Is it FL Dusa?
FL Dusa, yes, sir.
Okay, we're going to get into FL Dusa, Diamonds Bling, right here in the Black Theater with your man DJ Kales. Y'all check this out.
Baby, do you love me? Baby, do you need me? I say, baby, do you love me? I say, baby, do you need me? I think I'm going insane. I think I'm going insane. And they be screaming murder, I ain't really with the shit. Pull up on that bitch, I get done with the stick. Remember, I was broke, now my rents are worth the bridge. Diamonds singing when they see me, now them hoes on my
I did. Oh, she loved me for real. My cousin died when I was young, but shit, it is what it is. My life been wicked, I can't lie. I've been slinging that seal. And I've been praying up the God, cause this shit, it get real. But baby girl, I swear I need you. Like they get wicked, I swear to God, I won't leave you. You the only one that understand what I'm going through. Told them niggas, leave me alone, they won't listen, now they dead. When it's time, I ain't lying, we gon' pull up, we gon' spread. We gon' paint the city red. OG told me that he loved me, why the fuck I been misled? Taking hits and burning houses, it was on with that leg. I was hanging out the rental with that chopper to their head. The, and they be screaming murder, I ain't really with the shit. Pull up on that bitch, I get done with the stick. Remember I was broke, now my rent's a word to breathe. Diamonds slinging when they see me, now them hoes on my dick. Diamonds slinging when they see me, now them hoes on my dick. Diamonds slinging when they see me, now them hoes on my dick. 2300 Block Carolina, I come from nothing. Remember them nights when I was broke and you know I ain't stunned. Remember them niggas that won't give me shit and now they got their hands out. Now I got my bands out, nigga, what you saying? Money counter on the table, now I smoke up the pound. Last nigga played with me, they laid him down. I heard the feds on my tread, ain't no taking me down. They know we bust him up and shut him up and keep his laser sound. I say, baby, do you love me? If I go back to jail, would you thug me? I know this life, it get wicked, but they don't leave me. I'll give you everything I got, I ain't lying, I just need someone to love me. And they be screaming murder, I ain't really with the shit. Pull up on that bitch, I get done with the stick. Remember I was broke, now my rent's a word to breathe. Diamonds slinging when they see me, now them hoes on my dick. Diamonds slinging when they see me, now them hoes on my dick. Diamonds slinging when they see me, now them hoes on my dick.
Yes, indeed. Be live in the Black Theater with your host, Philly Cole, chilling with my man, DJ Kale. Man, FL Deucer, Diamonds Bling, digging that. Talk to me. What's that looking like, man? Where they creation come from? How was that?
Actually, man, me and producer, I co-produced that with one of my homeboys and by the name of That Fool Dre. We were sitting in the studio. We were just normally cooking. We didn't have a certain vibe we was going for, and we ended up cooking that beat. Like 2 weeks later, 2.5, 3 weeks later, after that, a guy that who normally he's around like Kevin Gates a lot. He's always end up helping him with Kevin Gates goes on like tour and stuff like that, different shows, and he was in the studio. And he was like, man, I'm in a studio with Kevin Gates, artist, FL Dusa, sent some tracks or whatever. So we just flooded him with tracks, and it ended up being one of the selections. It ended up kind of going through like a little process. We was updated. He let us know. He was like, okay, it's in this stage of it being on the mixtape. He got 7 songs that he got to cut, and it just ended up making his mixtape, and we was just so grateful that he made it to his mixtape. We was able to be, you know, a part of the project.
Already. Okay, so, you know, DJ Kales, we're going to get into, you know, the listening audience and how we can find your music and how we can follow your work. Where can we find your music at and how can we follow your work, King?
Man, y'all can find my music on all digital platforms, Apple Music, Google Play, Tidal, Spotify, every digital platform you can find my music. It's DJ Kale, DJ K-A-L-E. And you can also follow me on all social media platforms by one DJ Kale. It's O-N-E, DJ K-A-L-E. And you're gonna find every piece of art, every song I ever drop.
Already. Okay. Man, appreciate you sitting in the Black Theater with us, man. We're going to get into next selection. This is Joe Scott. I am Raw. And, man, y'all check this out. We're going to get into it right after this. We live in the Black Theater with your man, DJ Kale, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. It's hot out here, baby. We turned all the way up. It's Raw.
DJ Kell on the beat, catching sales on your street, yeah.
In the Black Theater, baby, with your man DJ Kell, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Man, that Sam. Candy right there, I'm raw. Joe Scott, man, bro, I was out there for that video shoot. And you talk about hot, 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 Baton Rouge, Louisiana, summertime hot, boy.
Hey, bro. Hey.
Man.
That was, if you love the Baton Rouge sound, man. That was one of them ones.
Yes, indeed, man. That was very epic, man. So let's get it to Joe Scott, man, in the Umrah video shoot, man. Man, talk to me in that beat, bro. That was crazy, that sound, man. How you come up with that?
Man, me and Joe was in the studio, and the whole song, the way that it came about, it was a joke. Like, it was a real joke, like, just playing around. Like, you know how you'll hear a beat if you're on YouTube and you'll just start freestyling, or you'll hear any kind of beat and you'll just be playing around with it. That's exactly what we was doing. I was on the piano, just the way the beat started, I was just playing just like that. And Joe ended up just saying, I'm raw. And it just went from there. It didn't take us too long. We didn't play with it too long. It just, okay, boom. His light turned on in his head. My light turned on in my head. And we just went ahead right there on the spot and made it.
Yeah, man. Wap came through, man. He shook that too, man. I like the way y'all put that together, man. That video is definitely epic.
It's one of our favorites, man. And when we talk about like a duel between me and him, man, it's one of the faves.
Yeah, man. Yeah, y'all definitely a tight-knit squad over there, man. For our listening audience, to delve deeper into the mind of the creator, you know, sharing our experiences in music and everything like that. What were some of your most epic triumphs throughout your music career?
You say epic trials?
Epic triumphs and epic trials. Tell me both. What were some of the most beautiful things that happened on your journey, and some of the most treacherous things that happened on your journey? You know what I'm saying?
Some of the most beautiful parts of it, bro, is just being able to just see yourself fulfilling your dream, like, and just taking yourself outside of yourself to look at yourself and be like, I'm doing it, or it's getting done. Even though, you know, all the time I put in, all the work I put in is paying off. And when you see it's happening, that's the evidence that you need right there to let, you know, God letting you know that you're doing right where you're supposed to be. You know, everything that's happening for you is supposed to be happening for you. But, you know, as far as, like, the downfalls, every emotion, bro. Like, and it's pretty much with any aspect of life, bro. Like, any whatever it is, you could want to be a doctor, producer, engineer, artist, lawyer, whatever the case may be. You got to go through every emotion. So I think that was kind of like one of the downfalls for me, for myself, is just like having to go through every emotion and having to work through every emotion to still try to be successful within your craft.
Right. I dig that. And the reason why I ask that, Kel, is because to our listener audience, we have a lot of young artists out there striving to put their name or make a name for themselves in the music industry, whether it be independent music or major mainstream. And I like to share a lot of the stories of the determination, the dedication, and the discipline from other artists, from their mouths, of what it takes to survive in this music industry. You know what I'm saying? And beyond survival, to thrive in this music. You know, it takes a level of confidence from the artists they create. It takes, again, fortitude, and it takes a lot of belief and faith in oneself to continue the mission of making music, especially the music that you want the world to hear. And, you know, again, I like to get into the minds of the creators to share those experiences with the listener audience, especially with the artists that's coming up behind us, to, you know, give them a platform and a vehicle to stand on and move through and know that the vehicle is moving forward towards your destination and not just a stagnant in the center still. It's going to take some dedication, determination, and discipline, and a lot of planning and a lot of belief and faith to make sure that you understand what it's going to take to get yourself in a position in this industry as far as music. So, again, I appreciate it, man. Pretty gratitude with you stopping in on us in the Black Theater, man. Man, we got another artist here, and we got her live from Baton Rouge tomorrow, Miss Lady B, and
yes,
I have one of her tracks up here that you've done, and I'm digging this one, and I was going to save it for tomorrow, but we're going to edit it out because we're going to get into Miss Lady B, Sister B tomorrow, man, but we're going to drop this one right now. Man, we're going to get into Bouncer right now from Lady B. We live in the Black Theater with DJ Kills, live from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Man, Louisiana, stand up. I got my hot sauce on my chicken wings right now, man. And, man, we're
going to
y'all check this out. We're going to bounce.
DJ Kill on the beat, catching sales on your street, nigga.
Bounce it, bounce it, bounce it. Bounce it, bounce it, bounce it.
He love it when I
bounce it, bounce it, bounce it, bounce it.
They stop and stare when I ladies, One time, cause you a bad bitch. Got your own car and your own crib. Ain't no need to ask a nigga for shit. Tell them this boys that keep looking. They ain't got enough to get a piece of this. Bounce that ass, they can get a bag. If it ain't about money, it don't make sense. Single in this bitch, bounce that ass, go. If you brought your nigga with you, bounce that ass on him. If you know you about your business, bounce that ass, go. Cause them haters, they gon' hate, so bounce that.
Live in the Black Theater with my man DJ Kale. Y'all just heard Bouncer from the beautiful Lady V, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Man, we got Lady V in the house tomorrow. Y'all in the Black Theater. Y'all make sure y'all tune in for that. DJ Kale, man. Lady V.
Yes, sir.
Man, I know y'all had the pictures dancing on the wall in the studio. That was wide open, bro. And she is going to be ratchet with. Man, talk to me about
that. Yes, she is,
man.
Lady V is, hey, sometimes, you know, I don't even have words to describe her or Joe, man. Like, they just, they get better every time. They get better every time. So, and you can tell they got their reps up, bro. So, like, they very suited up, man. They very talented. That track came about.
Definitely got the armor.
I couldn't hear what you said.
I said, yeah, they definitely got their arm on. They definitely got their arm
on. That track, though, man, that's totally out of her league. And I just wanted to kind of, like, challenge her as a producer. And we challenge each other. Like, she come to me with certain ideas. Like, let's get on this type of wave because we, you know, we haven't tapped into this type of sound. And I'll go kind of, like, just, you know, researching myself. Like, just go get into those different vibes, listen to different albums that kind of got like the feel that she going for and just kind of like learn that and just build off that and kind of better myself with that. So we better each other. But that track, I was just trying to, you know, get something out of her that I feel like was in her that could be out there that could attract the audience, you know, that could be very appealing to the audience. So we made that, man, and she wasn't scared of it. She was like, all right, I ain't used to doing nothing like this, but, you know, I'm going to give it a shot. And it ended up being one of them ones. We actually was trying to get it on, I think it's the Netflix series, P-Valley. And, you know, we felt like it had that kind of potential, and it still does.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. I saw it first before I ever heard it. I saw her perform that song, bro. And I was so taken back about the song that I didn't even record what I was trying to record, but I was in fan mode. I was watching her more than I was recording. I ended up taking about 35 pictures.
Yeah.
I didn't even have my phone on record. I'm like, damn, I missed the whole thing. Yeah, man. She definitely has that that rapport with the fans to the point where you are awestruck when you see her. And it's amazing, man. She's definitely a force to be reckoned with down there in the South, man. I'm digging her motion. I'm digging her vibe, her sound, her look. She's definitely an artist, man, a rising star. But, man.
Most definitely.
Again, man, you doing your thing down there in Baton Rouge, man. Let the listening audience know where they can find your music one more time. We're going to get into this last selection, man. And, man, run it down for them, DJ.
Man, again, man, y'all can find me on all social media platforms, man. And One DJ Kale, that's O-N-E-D-J-K-A-L-E. Again, that's O-N-E-D-J-K-A-L-E. And if you want to check out some of my music that I put out as an artist, some of them that I produce as an engineer or producer, you can go on Apple Music, Google Play, Tidal, whatever you have, and just search DJ Kale, and all of my music will come up.
Okay, bet that, definitely got that. Okay, and one more question as far as what you got coming up as far as shows and venues, what you got in plans for the summer?
Oh, man, I'm really just kind of going day by day, just coasting it, really. I haven't personally been on any shows ever as an artist. But, like, DJing, I'm always kind of, like, filling in, just kind of, like, starting to get back into the motion of DJing and different venues. Joe just recently had a show last night at the X-Bar. I think the next show he got, I think it's somewhere around BR. I want to say it's going to be somewhere at the Varsity Theater or something like that. But I'm not too much sure. But as far as for the rest of the summer, man, just piling up on music to get ready to release.
Already. Okay. DJ, we're going to get into this last selection at your catalog, man. We slanging now with BCJ featuring Asian Doll right here in the Black Theater. Y'all check this out.
So many homicides.
Kitchen sales on your street, nigga.
Slangin' out. Whoa. Slangin' out. So many niggas died, so many homicides. Whoa, yeah, slangin' out. We gon' be slangin' out. Oh, so many homicides, so many mamas crying.
Can't leave the house without my rod, that wouldn't be me now. And I'ma dive up in that water, bet I won't drown. And I'm a king up in these streets, give me my crown. Yeah, I thought the nigga was a real killer till he mentioned me on live. Looking for that BC Jake nigga, but I caught him by surprise. I got another 300, who the fuck want it? I got another 300, who the fuck want it?
Slangin' nine, niggas mama's crying on a daily. And every time I put the play, we make him hit the pavement. It's a shot on the clock and he ain't have a safety.
Slangin' nine, gon' be slangin' nine.
So many niggas die, so many homicides. Whoa, yeah. We gon' be slangin' out. Oh, so many homicides, so many mamas crying.
So many my niggas die. So many tears I cry. Ain't never stressed no bitch. Oh, I can't give back time. My brother hurt, not feel it. Wish I could take his senses. Wish he could spend these millions. So why just help the children? My niggas gon' pay the back. Don't speak on shit, get whacked. My head ain't been attached. I walk around with no heart attack. He wanna link, don't know me. You diss and never saw me. Got rich, that's by my doughy. These bitches be fuckin' for rollies. Let me wash my face, I'm hurt. But I can't show no trace. Walk through Texas, Nike Rachos, now I draw them face. You tried to break me into pieces, so I flew away. She think it's competition, but that bitch not in my way. Fuck, so my niggas I bust. Only got in the game, got trust. These niggas ain't cut enough. Little boy, get your shooters up. No sign when I came with a ruler tuck. You not with us, don't get no fuck on curb about who we bust. Thinking to myself like, who gon' be there, who gon' come and slide? I'm used to niggas giving up and they still switching sides. I told you nothing, gave you something, he know I'm the prize. I'm in the field where this shit really, you gon' ride or die.
Slangin' on, gon' be slangin' on. So many niggas die, so many homicides. Whoa,
gon' be slangin' on. So many niggas dying, so many homicides. Whoa.
Yes, indeed. We're live in the Black Theater, man, with the DJ Kells, Baton Rouge, Louisiana DJ, man, one of the most heaviest, influential DJs out there, definitely rocking with us with the independent music movement. Man, DJ, talk to me, man.
Yes,
sir. Man,
Slang man. Yes, sir. Man, a lot of people don't even know. Yes, sir. Man, a lot of people don't even know. I was actually one of the songwriters on that particular song, man. I was locked in the studio with the artist BCJ. Me and him have a long history of being cool with each other, being friends. And, you know, I had been recording so much of his music for about during this time for about like a year and a half. And he was just trying to get that one spark. And he had been working with a few of the music industry, some of the top celebrities, top artists, and, you know, it just kind of wasn't giving him the look he wanted, the sound he wanted. So I ended up cooking up that from scratch right there with him in the studio. That way we can, you know, lock in together on this sound and, you know, get him as comfortable as he, you know, needed to be able to create something that was, you know, of his liking. And we made that. And he called me on FaceTime, and he was like, man, guess who I got on the song? And I was like, who? And he was like, man, Asian Dog. He showed me the video. He was on the phone on FaceTime. He showed me the video of her in the studio. I'm like, okay, that's crazy, bro. Like, send me the song. What's his name? Send me the song. And that's how we ended up creating that and putting that out there. But, yeah, a lot of people don't even know that, you know, I was on that song as well, like on the hook part, on the chorus part of the song, that's me singing in the background. And I also wrote the song as well.
Already. Like I said, man, definitely a multi-talented artist. Definitely a force to be reckoned with. Major heavy-hitting DJ down there in the South, man, in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And, man, you are the man down there, man. That's a heavy title to have, bro, but you got it, man. I'm digging your sound, man. I like what you're doing with the independent music movement down there. And, man, if everybody tuning in, man, y'all need to check out DJ Kell, man. That's the way down there. That's what it is. And that's
what
it's going to be. Man, we're going to get into the selection, man. We're going to get into the selection from Joe Scott. Let's live in the Black Theater.
I try to tell him.
Yes, sir.
Back and evaluate the situation. Separated the real niggas from all the haters. Grind 9 later. I'm in that water just like an alligator. I'm on that rise like an elevator. Chasing hella paper. We can do it by ourselves. Fuck a major label. Fuck a handout. No, I ain't looking for no favors. Three of me. We gon' roll with that. Let's see what it takes. I try to tell him, but they ain't wanna listen. I try to tell him, but they ain't wanna listen. I try to tell him, but they ain't wanna listen. Niggas throwing shots, but I swear they missing.
Trippin' if you hatin', I'ma be the same quick, the same nigga that used to fuck on that Mary Jane with you.
Hey, look, I try to tell them, but they ain't wanna listen. They trippin', I'm the hottest in the city. Young nigga chasin' the milli, yellow baddie, and she pretty. Only thing is she's a ditty, so I had to tell her kick it.
Had to tell her kick it, I just missed her with the quickest. Never ever cherish hoes, won't put them over my niggas. Can't put my trust in these lame dudes. Only trust the plus a killin' trick, bitch, I'm the illest. And just got to be my witness.
Look, hit it, then nigga know I got the ticket, yeah, yeah. Got my nigga slipping just like Ricky, yeah, yeah. She throw it back, I can't.
catching Michael Vicky. Yeah, yeah, take the money, since you know I gotta get it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I try to tell them, but they ain't wanna listen. I try to tell them, but they ain't wanna listen. And I try to tell them, but they ain't wanna listen. Niggas throwing shots, but I swear they missing.
Crazy Trey, RP Crazy DJ Kel, man.